Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. And today I'll be sharing more true ghost stories from the web. To find all episodes of the podcast, and as well as all social media and donation links and other ways to contact me, you can visit the podcast page, which is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. And I'm always looking for comments and or questions on episodes and topic suggestions and, of course, stories of paranormal experiences. And whether they're your own or people you trust, always looking for all those. And I have an email address, and that would be salcedoparanormal@gmail.com. And that Salcedo is S-A-L-S-I-D-O. And always looking forward to hearing from anyone that wants to contact me that way about any of that. So tonight I'll be, like I said, reading some stories here. Thank you all for being here, whether it's for the live stream or whether you're listening on any of the podcast apps or on YouTube, which I am posting these recordings on there now as well. And so however you're listening, thank you. I appreciate it. So I think with that, I can get to these stories here. And we can go from there. Let me see here. Okay, this one says, I do not claim that my house is haunted, but I did have a strange experience last night or early this morning. Excuse me. It says, I woke up to use the bathroom. It had to have been around 5 or 6 a.m. As I stood up, I saw a transparent bluish mist about 6 feet tall at my door. As soon as I saw it, it seemed to quickly turn or shift back, or shift, and go away. At first, my mind assumed it was my husband, who just came from the bathroom and wanted to scare me. This happens at times. Relieved, I turned to open the cover for him to go back to bed. To my surprise, he was asleep in the bed. I turned to look at the door and saw nothing. My stairs and other doors squeak, so I would have definitely heard if someone was in the house. I immediately went to the bathroom and other rooms upstairs to check, but no one was around. Baffled, I went to the bathroom and then went back to bed. I sat up wondering what I saw. It could have been my own mind waking me up, or I could have seen something trying to manifest. I know the odds are towards my mind waking up, but I still found it odd. And that's where that story ends. It seems like they were already awake when they sat up and then saw this thing, but maybe I'm wrong. But yeah, interesting that I've heard of mists and I've heard of blue figures, but I don't know if I've ever heard of a blue mist. So I think that's a new one for me. But, and it's interesting that it didn't make any sound. The writer mentioned that they didn't hear anything. So, I don't know. Seems like someone was there, or at least stopped in there, to look at the people in that room. And then, I don't know. Not sure. It does seem like it, once it saw that it was noticed, it left. But Yeah, interesting story. So, we'll go on to the next one here. Let me see here. Okay, this one says, people where I work have been telling ghost stories for weeks. And I thought they were silly. I mean, I didn't believe in ghosts. But I'd never touch a Ouija board. That kind of skeptical. Well, the other day I had an experience. I work at a movie theater. I was cleaning the auditoriums alone that night. I went into the 11th theater and swore I heard wrestling in the upper rows. So I peered around the corner. Maybe someone stayed behind to check their phone. That happens sometimes. But I saw no one. I furrowed my brow and turned the corner completely. I saw no one. So wordlessly, I took the first step up the stairs to check it out. That's when I heard it. A voice. A whisper. I'm here. I still remember my blood running cold. My hair standing on end. I bolted. I grabbed the keys to turn on the lights in the auditorium. There was no one there. I told my coworkers, and they smiled. They laughed. I know it's haunted, they said. They'd seen apparitions walking in and out of theaters before. Sometimes multiple people saw them at once. I thought they were pulling my leg. I believe in ghosts now. And that's a interesting one. I do like the confirmation and the I like to hear when people have experiences that change their mind on that subject a bit. So, interesting story there. Theaters, that's a thing that I've done episodes on that. That's one of those places on that list of places, kinds of places I always mention here and there. Whenever they come up, theaters, hospitals, buildings like that, they seem to, hotels, that's what I was missing. They always seem to be, seems like you hear more about more of them being, having some kind of activity than not. But, yeah, so, neat story. So, I'll go on to the next one here. This one says, I was maybe 14 or 15 at this time. It was 2 a.m. on a random night in December. Like most teenagers, I was up late texting on my phone and going through social media. Suddenly, my bed started to shake as if someone had grabbed onto the frame and started to shake it. I immediately thought it might have been snow plows, maybe a small earthquake. We don't get them often, and when we do, you have to be so still to notice. But I didn't hear the snow plows outside. There wasn't even any freshly fallen snow. Suddenly there was a figure at my door, illuminated by the hallway light, because I used to sleep with my door open. It was an older lady. She looked familiar. I could tell by her figure. And she just stood there, at my door, seeming to watch me. I blinked, thinking maybe I was asleep and just dreaming. I sat up in my bed and realized I most definitely was not. I decided maybe I was tired, maybe I had been on my phone for too long, and decided to go to sleep. Around 5 a.m., our house phone started to ring. I woke up and went back to sleep, thinking nothing of it. That morning, I sat at the kitchen table and was told by my parents that my grandma had passed at 2 a.m. peacefully in her sleep. I wasn't surprised, because it all pieced together then. She was saying her goodbyes. And that's an interesting one. At first, I was trying to figure out how they wouldn't recognize more fully that it was their grandma, but if all they were seeing was the shape and that seemed familiar, that I guess that can make sense that way. Also, if they were just waking up. But then the phone call and then the news of that happening. That's that happens in these stories. It's not an uncommon, or an unusual, I should say, not really uncommon, but an unusual type of story that you'll hear when you look into all this. So, I do believe it. But, that one seems pretty straightforward there. Okay, this next one is a little bit longer. And it says, I've lived in my current house for around 5 years now. It's not a very old house, built in mid to late 2000s. But I've occasionally had some odd experiences. They don't happen very often. Just for fun one time, I decided to do a voice recording while I slept. In the morning, I listened back to it. About 26 minutes into it, a very faint, and I mean really faint, I had to turn the volume all the way up to hear it. But I hear this deep growl. It was very creepy. There's also been a couple of times where I've heard knocks coming from my brother's room on the wall that connects our rooms. I go to his room to see what he wants, but he's not there. He was actually downstairs watching TV in the living room. I've also heard what sounded like someone digging in a bucket of blocks coming from his room as well, only to find out he's downstairs again. We do have cats, but they were not anywhere near his room at the time. More recently, something knocked on my bedroom door twice. I yelled, "Come in," thinking it was my mom needing something from me. But nobody answered or came in my room. Not long after this, I was walking downstairs, and as I turned to go down the second set of stairs from the landing, I saw a white, misty figure on the stairs behind me. It could have been a reflection from my glasses, but there were no lights on and shining behind me or close enough to cause a reflection. I'm not sure what to think about all that's happened. And that is some activity in that house, sounds like. At least they don't seem too scared about it. That's a good thing. I mean, it sounds like it's mostly sounds, but then and you check back out now that story, but it seems like it's a lot of sounds. And then, okay, yeah, I forgot. So there are sightings as well. But it's funny, that's right. That's why I thought this was interesting. It's the second story that mentioned a kind of a mist, which was a white misty figure, they said, the writer said. So interesting that happened two in a row like that. I don't ever really plan on or look for specific topics when I find these stories. I just look and see which ones seem interesting. But it's funny how patterns will show up in these shows sometimes. Usually it's not a whole show of the same story, kind of story, but just little things like that will happen. It's always interesting. And I've heard that from other shows too. So, makes you wonder about how this works sometimes. And again, I'm not the only one to think that. So, but anyway, I think I'll move on to the next story here. And this one says, A couple nights ago, my friend and I spontaneously decided to go smoke really late into the night, like 2 a.m. Our new spot is his girlfriend's treehouse, which we had only gone to a few times and isn't too deep in the woods. It was an ice-cold night, so the leaves and ground had frozen, leaving a loud crunch with every step we took. This will be important. We get to the treehouse, and we tried the lighter, but it was out. It wasn't working, I guess. So my friend left to go to his girlfriend's house to get a new one, which is only a few hundred feet away. He left me alone, which I had no problem with at the time. I was able to hear him walk into the distance due to the loud crunches, and I decided to just go on my phone to pass time. About a minute in, I heard more clear than ever footsteps that just seemed to appear right under the treehouse and start walking around. For a second, I assumed it was my friend, but he had just left and that there was no way he'd be back already. I also realized that with the ground being frozen, I should have been able to hear his footsteps coming from far away, way ahead of time. As all this was going through my head, I heard the footsteps walk towards the bottom of the ladder and just stop. It completely froze and avoided moving so that whatever was below me wouldn't hear me. I texted my friend hoping he left his girlfriend's house and was just messing with me, to which he responded that he was still over there. I told him what happened and to hurry back, but he didn't take me very seriously. Luckily, I had a cinder block right next to me, ready to throw at whoever or whatever it says was about to come up the ladder. A few minutes went by, and I didn't hear the footsteps again. Of course, I heard my friend's footsteps coming from at least 50 feet away, coming back. I just decided to completely forget about what happened, and we went on with our smoke, a little spooked out. And that's where that one ends. Obviously, they didn't forget about it completely, because they wrote about it. That's very interesting. I don't know enough about nature to know if someone or some animal or something could have somehow made it to that treehouse without making a sound and then started taking heavier footsteps to make the sounds. I don't know that for sure. But if it was really quiet where they were at, I feel like maybe they would have heard something approaching, even if it wasn't the footsteps right away. But if we just go with the implications of that being paranormal, it sounds like something just materialized somehow, or at least part of it did anyway, and made those sounds and then stopped. I wonder if it was someone that had a tie to that tree or that house, the tree house, from a previous owner or something, maybe? I don't know. But that's interesting. I mean, it's good that nothing else happened to the person, to the writer. But yeah, that's an odd story. And there's another story. I'm not sure if I'll get to it tonight. If not tonight, then tomorrow. Involving not footsteps, but footprints. So, yeah, interesting story there. I don't know what to make of that. Like I said, I don't go outside a lot, if I can help it, especially like into the wilderness. I'm not really. That's not really my thing. So I don't know enough about what will be out there that could possibly make that happen that has a mundane explanation to it. But still interesting. If, like I said, if you even just go with the paranormal side of it, that's a neat story. Makes you wonder who or what was there and why they were there. But we'll go on to the next one here. It says, I was young, between 4 and 6. I was with my great aunts and great grandma, visiting my grandma's, I'm not sure if they mean great grandma or grandma, a brother, a relative. Me and Aunt L were using the basement projector room to sleep. I was still awake, laying on the large footrest, and L was sleeping on the couch next to me. We were on the far side of the room from the stairs, and there was a laundry room to the left as you came down the stairs. I looked up towards the side of the room where the stairs were, and from the closed laundry room door, a woman walked across the room. I can't remember if she stopped or not, but she looked at me and then forward and walked to the back wall straight ahead of her and disappeared. I was immediately freaked out and woke up Aunt L and told her what happened. I turned the projector on to watch TV and scooted up closer to her to go to sleep. The next morning, I was the last to wake up. I went up the stairs to the kitchen, where they all were, and they asked me to describe who I saw. She was 35 to 45, with black curled hair, kind of like a small afro, wearing a red sequin dress and black heels. They all took a second, and they all came to an agreement on who I had seen. I can't remember the name. Then our day went on. And this is an update. My Aunt L just told me that the ghost was another aunt. Apparently, we were there for her funeral. I didn't go, nor do I remember why we were there. I must have assumed we were just visiting, so I played with toys in the basement. So that's an interesting one. The writer didn't even know the person that they were there, the person that they saw, or that they were there basically for that person's funeral. That is quite the story right there. That just kind of hit me. I read it earlier today, but. If they had no idea who they were there to, or why they were there for the funeral of this person, and they didn't even know the person, but they saw the person after that person had passed, and got confirmation from other relatives, that's, seems like a possible spirit sighting to me. I always say anything's possible, so I don't know for sure, but that's an interesting story. I like that story because they didn't know the person, but then the other people that were there did, and yeah, that was a neat story. I mean, it's obviously sad for the family, but that's a neat story. Just the confirmation after the fact. It's really interesting. So I like when that kind of thing, the confirmation happens like that. So let's see here. Okay, so this is the other story I mentioned earlier. So this says, this happened when I was younger, around 8 or 9. Isn't it interesting how so many of these stories today and other days, just a note here, They start out that way. I was a kid, basically. I was 4 or 5 or 8 or 9 or a young teenager, however it starts. So many stories. Anyway, I just had to say that. So, since I was younger, around 8 or 9, I grew up on a reservation in eastern Maine. I lived with my mother and brother, who was younger. We lived in a 2-story multi-dwelling unit, or public housing. A vast wooded area was in my backyard, surrounded by deep woods. It wouldn't take much to get lost, but I always enjoyed adventuring and was very familiar with the territory. It was late winter with about 4 to 5 inches of snow on the ground. I heard knocking on the front and back door at the same time, around 1 in the morning. I noticed it first, and then my mother got up and told my brother and I to stay in my room. She called the police and went downstairs to see if someone was at the door. Although it sounds like that there was knocking on both doors, so that's, yeah, interesting. It says, we kept hearing the knocking, but as my mother got closer to the door, it suddenly stopped. There was no one she could visibly see outside the door, and the police finally showed up. Lights lit up the front of our place. Neighbors came to see what was going on, as we had 5 neighbors in our building. All of them said they didn't hear or see anyone. Excuse me. Police searched around the property to see if anyone was hiding or ran off, but they didn't find anything. A cruiser stayed in our parking lot for the majority of the night, in case anyone came again. Sunrise came, and the officer had left early in the morning. My mother and next-door neighbor went outside. I assumed to talk about what happened. Then she noticed it. Footprints in the snow that went along the building leading to our front door and back all the way into the forest. But these footprints were strange. It's as if someone was wearing pointed boots, men's size between 10 to 12. The prints were inverted as if the toes were facing each other, not at an angle, either directly facing each other, or not at an angle, either, directly facing each other in a straight line. The creepiest part about them was the steps of the footprints. They move side to side. The toes were inverted. The word look is after, so I just read forward. The toes were inverted and looked as if they jumped like that side to side in a perfect straight line leading into the woods. My mother didn't say anything about them until later on in life when I was older. But I knew they were there. It was obvious. I know what you're thinking. Maybe someone was playing a prank or faked it. There were other footprints in the snow around the strange ones, but only around the building. I assumed the other footprints were made by the officers due to the fact they looked normal. But there were no other prints in the snow leading up to the tree line. I followed the prints into the woods, no other markings around them, perfectly inverted, side-to-side hops or steps, and the snow leading deeper and deeper into the forest. I got to the point where an uneasy feeling crept over me, like something was telling me to go back. But I knew where the prints were heading. As I said, I was very familiar with the area. It eventually would have led into a marsh or bog area. I got chilled by that thought for some reason and turned back. I never said anything to my mother or about it until later. I never heard or encountered anything like it ever since. And that's a wild story. If those were not faked, then I don't even know what that would be. Yeah, I have no idea. That's a really odd experience to have. And obviously, multiple people heard the knocking. Although, I find it interesting that there were footprints found leading to the building, so I guess that means leading to one door. But it didn't say that there were footprints leading all the way around to the other door. I don't know if that means anything or not, but that is odd. But just besides that, the footprints leading into the, basically into a swamp, sounds almost like, or a marsh. That makes me think of more than just a possible, I don't even think that really would qualify exactly as like a regular human spirit. Sounds like something else. What? I don't know, but really odd. So, we've got one more story here, and, they'll bring that one to an end, this one to an end. I may have to start getting, collecting 10 stories instead of 8 here, because lately I haven't been getting through 8 stories in one show, but tonight it happened. It's happening, so that's okay. So this one says, the other night, while my friend and I were riding down an abandoned part of our town, I happened to see a small black blur of a small silhouette run across from one sidewalk to the other in about 3 seconds. Before I could even ask myself what I saw, my friend was already on it. He said he saw a small, pale man with an eccentric haircut and a 1920s type outfit. Although all of it was happening so quickly, I just found it ridiculous how two people could have come to a conclusion so fast. We turned around and hopped out of the car to look for the tiny man, yet saw nothing. The entire neighborhood, if I can speak, that'd be good. The entire neighborhood was devoid of electricity, and darn near all signs of life were not surrounding that area, considering it was New Year's Eve. And that's where that one ends. And, interesting, if it's always a bit an abandoned area. I don't know what they saw. That almost, again, makes me wonder if that was something other than just a regular human spirit. I don't know. But, yeah, that was an odd couple of stories to end with there. But, that's it for today. I'll get another group of stories up and ready for tomorrow, and we'll go from there. And we'll do that tomorrow and Thursday. Friday, I'm going to talk about some haunted, or reportedly haunted, graveyards and cemeteries. That should be interesting. And then I'll be having a special guest on the extra show I'm doing this Saturday. I actually have to double check on that. Make sure that I should be able to do it. Yeah, I'll be able to do it. Never mind. I shouldn't even be talking about this on the stream. But yeah, I'll be doing an extra show on Saturday. And I'll be having a special guest there that night. So thank you all for being here. And whether it's, again, in the stream or the whether you're listening to the podcast or the YouTube video, I appreciate all that. Have a good night, and I will talk to you all again tomorrow night. Take care.